not only were jabs traded, but accusations were made. I mean, both of these candidates, even though that there was some comedy in the beginning, it really sort of degraded into enmity following that. I mean, essentially, these two candidates called each other liars through much of the next 90 minutes after that handshake. And, you know, it was a commanding performance by Kamala Harris. Essentially, you know, she litigated the terms of the debate once she began to bait Trump on the sizes of the crowds that he attracted to his rallies. From that moment on, she really determined the terms of the debate, whether it was on abortion, on January 6th, on crime. It was a commanding performance, and it's difficult to see how Trump's advisors might agree to a second debate, although we already know from the end of the debate that Harris is open to the concept of a second debate. So that's something that I'll be watching going forward. You know, comments in the debate read to me like it was almost a psyop on Donald Trump. You know, she came in really, you know, smelling blood in the water, and she essentially, you know, framed each question, each statement that she had in a way that sort of drew Trump out to his basest instincts in a way that was not always helpful to his political cause. And I really think it's pretty clear here, talking with my colleagues and looking across the spectrum of who's saying what, who's complaining about the terms of the debate, that she won this. I mean, flat out.
She still may have a vulnerability when it comes to changing some positions pretty drastically. On fracking, they were there in Pennsylvania. At one time, she was for medical care, government medical care for everybody, also the defunding of the police. Does a continued uncertainty about where she stands on these issues or how big a flip-flop it is that still a vulnerability for her?
Absolutely, Dimitri. And I thought if she had any weakness, it was explaining, you know, some of these flip-flops. I think it's fair to call them. She didn't fully do that well. And I think that there will be a continued appetite, whether there's a second debate or not, for more of her sort of honest reflections on her ideological changes.